On Thursday, October 17, a civil society organization called Civil Society Working Group of Liberia Incorporated officially complained to the LATC about allegation of bribery in the House of Representatives. Immediately, we put our investigators on it, and then we begin to see videos circulating on social media with claims and counterclaims of alleged bribery to remove the speaker. The LATC has taken seize of the matter, and basically we've been doing our own assessment so that by Monday we'll be able to come up with an official statement to the public. So yes, this is a major, major concern. It's very concerning. For the past month, there has just been a lot of different cases involving alleged acts of corruption that the LATC has taken seize of. And we are definitely going to investigate and bring persons of interest. We're going to bring them to the LATC for investigation. And if it is established that there are acts of corruption involved, we'll proceed to prosecution.
What and who are you going to be investigating? The source of the so-called corruption or bribery money or those who received it?
It's a combination. The issue of bribery, comes with the giver and the receiver. The giver and the receiver both, you know, will be held criminally. So we're going to, we have our own way of investigating. First and foremost, we're going to investigate the source of the funding. Once we establish that indeed there was a funding that was released and we established the source, then we'll begin to also look at people in videos because there was video evidence. We'll be begin to call those people in to be able to understand exactly what transpired.
If the allegation turns out to be true, Madam, or all of those who received the alleged payout would have violated Liberian law, as you said, what exactly are the consequences?
Under Chapter 5.1 or Section 5.2 of the LACC Act, it says the LACC has the right to investigate all acts of corruption, irrespective of the office or status of the person involved. This is something that we are going to go through the process. The whole issue of investigation is the entire process. And then given the fact that in the legislature, which is the first branch of government, we are going to also proceed with the investigation in keeping with the law.